challenged the world by James Thurber.
An elephant woke up one morning with the conviction that he could defeat all the other animals in the world in single combat, one at a time.
He wondered that he hadn't thought of it before.
After breakfast, he first called on the lion.
You are only the king of beasts,
bellowed the elephant.
Whereas I am the ace.
And he demonstrated his prowess by knocking the lion out in 15 minutes, no holds barred.
Take that, you big pussy. Yes. Yeah, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Aw, nuts.
You're out.
Then, in quick succession, he took on the wild boar, the water buffalo, the rhinoceros, the hippopotamus, the eagle, and the vulture. And unbelievably, he conquered them all. After that, the elephant spent most of his time in bed eating peanuts, while the other animals, who were all now his slaves, built for him the largest house any animal in the world had ever had. It was 5 stories tall, solidly made of the hardest woods to be found. When it was finished, the ace of beasts moved in
and challenged all comers to meet him in the basement of the big house, where he had set up a prize ring 10 times the regulation size. Wow!
Several days went by, and then the elephant got an anonymous letter accepting his challenge.
Huh. Be in your basement tomorrow afternoon at 3:00.
The message read. So, at 3:00 the next day, the elephant went down to the basement to meet his mysterious opponent. But there was no one there, or at least no one he could see.
Come out from behind, whatever you're behind.
I'm not behind anything,
said a tiny voice. The elephant tore around the basement,
come here, you,
upsetting barrels and boxes, banging his head against the furnace pipes,
ow,
and rocking the house to its foundations. But he could not find his opponent. The elephant roared,
that it was a trick, probably ventriloquism, and that he would never come down to the basement again.
Oh, yes, you will,
said the tiny voice.
You will be down here tomorrow at 3:00, and you end up on your back.
The elephant's laughter shook the house.
We'll see about that.
The next afternoon, the elephant woke up from his nap on the top floor and looked at his wristwatch.
Nobody I can't see will ever get me down to the basement again.
And he went back to sleep. Then, the house began to tremble and quiver as if an earthquake had it in its paws. Pillars and beams bent and broke like reeds, for they were all drilled filled with tiny holes. The 5th floor gave way completely and crashed down upon the 4th, which fell upon the 3rd, which carried away the 2nd and 1st as if it had been the floor of a berry basket.
Whoa! Whoa!
The elephant was precipitated into the basement, where he fell heavily upon the concrete floor and lay there on his back.
1, 2, 3.
What animal are you?
He demanded in quavering tones that had lost its menace.
8, 9, 10. I am the termite.
Yay!
The other animals straining and struggling for a week finally got the elephant lifted out of the basement and put him in jail.
Moral, the battle is sometimes to the small. For the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Sandbox Radio is proud to be hosted here at the Bathhouse by Seattle Public Theater. Their mission, to create an inclusive, intellectually curious world that actively engages with ideas and people by producing compelling and socially relevant theater to spark conversation and ignite empathy. Co-artistic directors Kelly Kitchens and Annie Leroux invite you to their exciting new season beginning this October with Fade by Tanya Saracho, directed by Pilar O'Connell. Subscriptions on sale now at seattlepublictheater.org. Seattle Public Theater, our future is bright, and it belongs to everyone.